Because I want to talk to one of our guests on the line, a young woman going absolutely gangbusters in the world of racing, and she had a big day yesterday at Flemington.
Up the crown of the track, Belle Dior just in front of our Luca. They were followed by Ocular and down the outside, Reward with Return. 250 metres to go. Jawwal just in front of Ocular, bursting through now. Yulong Storm and Reward with Return with Messerschmitt. Favourites being grabbed by Yulong Storm in the shadows. Yulong Storm coming clear. And Yulong Storm for Matty Lloyd won it from Jawwal.
That's how Matt Hill called it yesterday. Race 5, Yulong Storm winning at headquarters. And Madison Lloyd, apprentice jockey, was on board. Her first win at headquarters, they tell me. That's a good thing to be talking about on a Thursday morning. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today after all the excitement of yesterday?
Oh, I'm feeling great. It's just such a great feeling. Doing it for Nathan, he just gives me so much support.
You've been in pretty hot form. We spoke to Hobbo, might have been last week or 2 weeks ago, as part of our early mail segment, and I've been watching his horses ever since, and he's getting a lot of winners, Matt, and you're riding a lot of those. How did that relationship get struck up?
So I have to do work experience, and my older sister was working on the ground for Nathan. So I come in, and I did a few weeks, and I never left.
So were you hoping that might be the plan when you first got there, or was it just a bit of suck and see?
I think I just wanted to be around the horses, and I just loved it so much I just couldn't leave.
Just loved it, you couldn't leave. And now you end up riding winners at Flemington. Tell us what's that's like, because you've ridden a lot of winners around the regional tracks, the tracks around the country, out of Burbs and in the bush through, which is fantastic. But getting to headquarters and getting that first, the opportunity, and then first past the post, when you know you're going to win, Maddie, you know you've got the race licked, what's that adrenaline like?
It's something you can't really describe. It's just unbelievable. When I went past the post, no one was catching me even after the post, and I thought, what's going on? Where is everyone?
Did you think that this was the one that was going to be your winner at Flemington? Do you think Yulong Storm was going to be that horse for you yesterday?
Well, I never thought I'd actually get a sit on him, because Froggy, he goes exceptionally well for Froggy, and I was lucky enough that Froggy got suspended and I got to have a sit on him, and I knew he would run a really good race, but I thought that Ocular would have him covered, but it didn't yesterday.
I'm really pleased that we can speak to you, Maddie, because every time I've got the races on in the car or at home, particularly at the moment, it's at home, I hear Maddie Lloyd, and straight away I think of Matthew Lloyd, Maddie Lloyd, and you would just hear the name all the time. Do you know how many winners you've actually ridden? Are you keeping count in recent times? Because you seem to have this amazing strike rate.
No, I don't really keep count. I just pick over and just hope for winners to come. But I seen yesterday that it was my 72nd winner, which was 72nd. Unbelievable.
72nd?
Yeah.
So did you? What would have you thought you had if you say you didn't? You don't count them. What were you? What you thinking you were at?
Oh, I didn't think I was quite at 70 yet.
Yeah, that's a great effort. That's a great effort. Yeah. And how many times had you been to Flemington before yesterday's win?
I'd never been there to strap a horse or anything. I only went there to walk the track for apprentice school, and that's the only time I've ever been there.
Right.
Wow.
So were you particularly nervous trotting your horse out onto the track for the first time? What was that feeling like? And was it how you imagined it would be? I know there's no people there, but what was that experience like?
Oh, it's just a beautiful track. I wasn't really worried about riding on the track. It was more the horse that I'd been put on, because he goes so well. I was worried he was going to stuff it up.
And the experience of the clock tower, sort of 200 metres out from home, the long Flemington straight, the wide Flemington straight, take us, you know, going past Chiquita Lodge. What, go through all of that with us about that experience and how you felt going around.
Well, I was probably at the 800 and I thought, I'm off the bit already. So I had to give him a bit of a click up, and I thought, oh no, it's going to take a bit to run them down. But they all kind of fell in a hole, and he just went, once he got squeezed up a bit, he just shot straight through that gap and he just went to the line so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see the clock tower as you went past, or you were so concerned about what was going to be a tight finish that you didn't even notice it?
No, I didn't even notice it, honestly.
And do you get to mark little moments like this, Maddie, with something, or does Flemington do it for you, or does Nath do it? Do you get something a little special for riding your first winner at headquarters?
No, not really.
Not really? Well, what's next for you then? So you've done headquarters. That's easy stuff. It can't be that hard. One from one there. That's easy. What's next?
I'm not sure yet. I'll just tick along. I just want to outride my 1.5 kilos I went to yesterday, because that was my last 2 kilo ride. But now I'm at 1.5. I'll tick through that and just slowly work through that and get to the kind. Oh, probably just get on nice horses and slowly go to town. But I'm just going to wait until I outride my country claim first.
How many wins is that?
I think there's 20 before I outride my claim now.
Right, it's another 20 to go before you get there. And you got 6 tomorrow, I see, at Benalla. You got anything for us tomorrow that might be just rolling to the front at the finish line?
Not too sure. I haven't had a good look at the field yet, but I've drawn terrible gates all day.
Well, we know with the way you ride, gates aren't a real factor because you're in hot form at the moment. Your metro form is outstanding. 2 from 6, 33%. That's the sort of strike rate we're after, Matty, let alone what you're doing in country Victoria. Well done to you yesterday. It was a great story as part of midweek racing at Flemington. Hopefully, there are many, many more. And the way you're going, there will be many, many more winners at headquarters. Well done yesterday, Matty. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for that, guys.
Good stuff. Madison Lloyd, apprentice jockey. Just started the stables and just didn't want to leave. Now she's riding winners at Flemington.